How fun was that for the defense yesterday?
You know, we started off a little slow, and but we fought back. You know, yesterday we became a better team. You know, we found a way to overcome adversity during the game, and you know, and that's what you want to see in a team. When you're down, we don't give up, and we competed, and you know, and we came out with the victory.
Do you think it got in their heads a little bit, the way you guys were coming after Stafford?
Yeah, I feel like they were so worried about our front four that when coach started dialing up the blitzes that we just came free. I'd never seen that many free runners in my life, you know, and we just do our job, man. That's what coach preached. Do your job every play, beat your man, win your individual battles, and that's what we did. And we did that for four quarters, and it feels good to be 4-2 right now. But, you know, we can't take the cheese like Coach Zimmer say, and we just got to keep on working and keep on battling.
Let's talk about how formidable this pass rush is coming along. I mean, you guys might be getting a nickname soon if you keep getting all these sacks, huh?
Anything to help this team win, sacks are a good thing in this league. Pressure is a good thing. Hitting the quarterback is good, but winning is even better. You know, once you win ball games, take care of everything else. You know, and you know, we winning. We're playing good on all phases, special teams, offense, defense. You know, we're a little shaky in some areas. We got to improve, but every team got a room for improvement. So the best thing we could do is just, take what the coaches give us, and you know, go out there and improve on. Go out there and improve on the practice field.
For motivation, does Zim like to play the doubter card? You know, people bring up, you know, write about your road record or where you might not have success. He seems to pound on that in the victory celebration sometimes.
Yeah, he does. It's all about where you started, you know, and people, they always doubted us, and we're here to prove people wrong each and every day, you know. That's our job here as a team, is go out there and prove the naysayers wrong, you know. I love the way this team works. I love the way we battle. And if we keep on doing this, we're going to be a hard team to beat, you know. We got to improve in a lot of areas. But we got the guys that, you know, are going to take the appropriate steps to improve and, you know, to help this team win.
You never won in Chicago yet. A lot of people have won.
That's just a stat, you know. The best team gonna win, and if we practice hard and we go out there and do our job for four quarters, then you know the best team gonna win on that day. And this is another must-win game for us, you know, another divisional game. We're 2-0 in the division right now. To go up 3-0 in the division is huge, you know. The best thing we could do right now is get back to work and get ready for Chicago.
Everson, what's the feeling coming off the field? You know, they have four cracks at you guys from the 1 yard line.
Man. That's when you stand up. You know, that's when big teams stand up and make big plays, and that's what we did. You know, we took it upon ourselves to go out there and not allow them to get in on 4th and inches, and that's the biggest thing. Once you see a team stand up like that, you know, that's, we compete, man. That's all you can ask a team when we compete.
You guys ever get the have any limitations at all? Do you feel like was the health scare at all last week weighing on your mind?
What?
He didn't have any limitations playing on Sunday. Was that health scare from last week pretty much in the past now?
That's in the past, man. I feel good. You know, I'm here. I played a full game, you know, and, you know, just ready to go out there and just get ready and prepare for Chicago. You know, you can't linger on these games too much. You know, we're 4-2, but now we're on to Chicago, and what do we have to improve to be Chicago? And that's our goal.
How much better than this? Linebackers or safeties a hard time when you're doing all the work to tie up the blockers, and then they can get in there so quickly?
That's why this is the best team game, you know, because it's a team game. You know, you sacrifice yourself for the team, and you know, and as long as we do that, you know, they can't withstand us for four quarters. So I believe if they focus on the D-line, then other people going free. And then if they focus on them, then we're going to come free. So it's a win-win situation.
What do you feel about the defensive line when you can miss a guy like Sharif Floyd and then a guy like Tom Johnson can step in and you hardly miss a beat?
You know, he's just doing his job. You know, that's what he's supposed to do. You know, that's what we expect him to do. That's what he do on the practice field every day. That's what he does when he comes in a game in the games every week. So the best thing for him to do is just compete, and that's what he did, man. Football's simple. You know, you go out there, you win your individual battles, and if you win your individual battles more than they win, you know you're going to win the game.
But not many people have the luxury of that kind of depth on the line.
No, they don't. Our biggest thing is just, you know, compete, man. That's all I know is compete, take care of the body, and try to win as much games as possible.
Do you feel this team is growing into one of the best defenses in the league, or has the potential to do that?
We have the potential, but we got a lot of improvement. I see that we could be a top defense, but you know, we got a ways to go. We got 10 more games to go, and you know, and our next opponent is Chicago. So you know, in order for us to be the top defense, we got to go out there and shut out Chicago and do our job on each and every play to become one of the top defense in this league.
Does it mean more to get a road win against a division team?
Yes, you know, it's been a while, and you know, that's huge for us. That's a big old, that's getting over the hump. You know, we're over the hump right now. We're 4-2, and the biggest thing that we could do is just keep on pushing, keep on attacking, and not ease up, and just keep on doing what we do on a consistent basis. Because when you're consistent, you know, it takes care of everything else.
Do you look closely at the defensive stats in the NFL, the defensive team stats, and which ones in particular do you look at?
No, I don't.
Because so even when you guys are like number two in scoring defense, you don't look at things.
No,
like that,
why? Right? Okay. You know, the biggest thing you do is go out there and do the same thing over and over again. You know, be a repeat offender in a good way. You know, that's what I see. Be a repeat offender in a good way. Go out there and repeat the performance you had the last week if you had a good game. And if you have a good game last week, find something to help this team win the next week. So.
After their first two drives, what were the biggest adjustments you think you guys made the rest of the game?
We settled in, we calmed down, and, you know, we played our ball. You know, that's beating your guy in front of you and running to the ball and executing our assignments.
Thank you.